Turkey has stopped visa services in the US in a tit-for-tat move as relations between the two countries quickly spiral downward. The US has suspended the issuing of temporary visas for Turkish citizens after a US consulate employee was arrested in Turkey last week. Turkey says the employee had links to the US-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, blamed by the government for a failed military coup in July 2016. A statement from the US Embassy in Ankara cited a lack of Turkish commitment to the security of the US mission and personnel. The United States issued almost 83,000 non-immigrant visas in Istanbul and 30,000 in Ankara in 2016. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has lashed out at the US move during a visit to Ukraine.
Above all, this decision is very upsetting. For the US Embassy in Ankara to take such a decision and implement it, it is upsetting. Our foreign ministry colleagues have contacted their US counterparts over the issue.
The new low in Turkey-US relations comes less than a month after President Donald Trump said ties between the two countries were closer than ever. But tensions have been brewing. The US complained of heavy-handed treatment of pro-Kurdish demonstrators by Turkish security officials at Mr. Erdogan's visit to Washington in May. The country's Justice Minister, Abdulhamid Gul, says he hopes the US will reconsider its latest move.
I hope that the United States will revise its decision in this respect. Our foreign ministry carried out the necessary study, made the necessary statement, and retaliated in kind. This is a judiciary process decided by Turkish judiciary. I think we have to follow the judiciary process together as a necessity of showing confidence and respect to the courts and judiciary.
The dispute has also driven down Turkey's currency and stocks, with airline shares particularly hard hit. And there are concerns Turkish citizens with pre-existing plans to travel to the United States may be left in limbo. This Turkish citizen told reporters at Istanbul's airport that visa suspensions could disrupt his travel plans.
I had my previous visa 9 years ago. It was a 10-year visa. So I will need to take another visa in the coming year. I had no concerns before on this issue, but now, of course, I am getting concerned on whether this crisis is going to take too long and continue until next year.
The U.S. move on the temporary visas comes as President Trump is pushing again domestically on anti-immigration matters. He's called for money to fund a border wall and thousands more immigration officers to strengthen the administration's immigration crackdown. Last month, Mr. Trump ended the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. That program protected almost 700,000 people, known as Dreamers, who had been brought into the U.S. illegally as children. Mr. Trump, addressing that issue again, soon turned to the border wall, saying his team is working on a plan to build it.
We're not talking about amnesty. We're talking about taking care of people that were brought here, people that have done a good job and were not brought here of their own volition. But very importantly, what we want, we have to have a wall. If the wall is going to be obstructed when we need the funds at a little bit later date, we'll be determining how much we need, then we're not doing anything.